or nothing in your life. You're going to be accountable what you praise. If you're praising nothing, you're going to be accountable for it. And if you're praising something else and not giving praise to God, amen. Oh, friend, I want to give God the honor and the praise today for him. Amen. We're glad you're here, Brother Brown. Good to see you today. Others that are in the house of God, good to see you. I want to go to the word of the Lord. 2 Corinthians, amen, the 6th chapter and verse 14. I have felt in my spirit today, amen, just this drive inside me. Amen. Yeah, I'm glad to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Amen. At any moment, the world that you know could come to an end. You only have one you and one life that you know. Why not give it the best? Amen. America is not secured. All the weaponry of our world will never secure us. Amen. All the different gold shields will never do it. Amen. Which you know as freedom and liberty can be eradicated in a few moments. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad I have a great shield, the shield of faith that our God, amen, equips us with today. Hallelujah. Amen. In 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 14, Paul writing to the church, and he's writing something here that I want to share with you. He said, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And maketh manifested the Savior, and that's like a savor, of his knowledge by us in every place. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. And through us, he makes evidence that fragrance of his word everywhere. I want to be the cologne or perfume. I don't want to be a stink. I want to be something that attracts people to Jesus Christ. What is your life admitting? Are you, when they look at you, they see just Pentecostalism or they see Jesus? Uh-huh. Amen. What do they see? What do they smell with your life? A stinking attitude, or do they see Jesus in your life? What are you giving this world? Are you the skunk dressed up in religious forms? Hey, a skunk is a beautiful creature till it smells. It becomes a gross thing. I don't want to be a skunk. I want to be something that gives forth the praises of the Almighty God. Amen. And praises to the Almighty God is not a drill team up here. Praise team. It's not a cheerleading squad up here. That the moment, it was like I was at a place just recently, the moment the praise team walks out, they just melt and they're no longer worshiping. The power of the Holy Ghost was still moving. And because they didn't have the microphone and the platform, they just melted. Hey, that's somebody that's just performing. I didn't come to perform. I come to be. Amen. I come to let the Holy Ghost flow. Amen. Oh, I want you to put your Bibles down today, and I want you to give the Lord your praise. Come on. Come on. The Lord is our God. Nobody could praise for you and do it for you. Come on. Amen. Today, God wants your praise. God wants your honor. God wants your blessing. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, I want my praise to be pleasing to you, comely to you, lovely to you, holy to you. Hallelujah. God, I want to get beside myself and give you thanks for what you've done. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Jesus, for set me loose, set me free, for healing my mind and my body today. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It ought to be something that the Lord sets you free. You had a sentence on your life. You was in, as a result, you were charged with that sin. And you were shackled because of sin. And the Lord set you free. I don't believe that you ought to just stay put. In fact, Paul and Silas, praise God, shackled with men shackled. Even, you know, you could bind me, they're saying, but you can't bind God. Man could put me in the prison hold and shackle me up, but they can't shackle my praises. Are you thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost? You ought to magnify God for what he's done for you. Come on. If he's changed your destination from hell, amen, and given you a clear passage, you ought to, hey, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. You ought to shout to God today that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Hallelujah. It's just something about it when you know what the Lord's done for you. Amen. My Holy Ghost experience is not something in my rearview mirror. It's not written on a little card somewhere, this is the day I received the Holy Ghost. No. Amen. My Holy Ghost experience is still alive. Amen. It's a relationship with God. Paul said, hey, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. You know what the scripture said? Put it back up there, Brother Josh. Now, thanks be to God, which calls us always to triumph in Christ, which maketh manifest the savor, the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place I go. I don't want to be that stench, but I want to be that beautiful, beautiful savor because of my Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. God has reached down and, oh, what a joy that the Lord has become the pilot of my life, the shepherd of my soul. Amen. Give me a chair, brother. Just give me a chair right up here. Amen. Today, aren't you thankful? Amen. How many of you, when you were the pilot and the captain of your life? Amen. Oh, amen. Whenever you flew your life, just have a seat, bro. You're the pilot of your life. How many of you in your life, amen, you had some rough journeys because of poor decision when you thought you could drive your life and pilot your little life? How many has found that you made a mess of things? If you haven't, get ready, folks. If you are at the wheel of your life, you're going to find some heartaches and problems, because when you think you know what you're doing and you got confidence in yourself, you put confidence in the flesh, get ready, you're going to crash. You're going to have to bail out. How many times the Lord has helped you to bail out of circumstances? Amen. Just the other day in Longview, bro, amen, the balloons that were there, somebody had a hot air balloon and it got hung up on a radio tower. How many heard about that? Amen. 950 feet. There's not a fire truck or a ladder truck in Gregg County that could reach to it. But it took somebody, amen, with enough gunction, enough skill and bravery, amen, to climb that tower and rescue those people. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has rescued me from my failure and my mistakes many times. Amen. And friend, amen, but there's time and time again, we get back in that seat and we try to fly, we try to pilot our course after God has rescued us miraculously. Amen. How many times God has miraculously reached and got a hold of you? How many times the good shepherd of your soul has snatched you out of harm's way and pulled you out of the old horrible pit? How many times the great shepherd of your soul has stood in the way and said, no, you can't go this way. Don't go this way. And how many times the grace of God has said, you went that way. Let me put you back where you need to be. And God has rescued you from being the captain of your own life. Are you thankful today for the grace and the goodness of God, that God has stepped in time and time again to let you know that he has a better plan for you? Amen. And here we go. Before we know it, we get back in the same chair. I want to just tell you what the Lord wants you in your life. How many's ever flown on a plane, a jet? They have a special seating area. A special seating area. I got to have a young lady, single young lady, that is a young lady, that will give me the answer. What is that special seating area when you purchase a particular ticket? What do they call that? Any of you ladies, go ahead. Special place, go ahead. First class, Isabel, dear. You know, Brother Brian, the Lord don't want you to pilot. He wants you to ride first class. He's got a first class chair for you right here. In first class, man, those people that could afford first class tickets on a plane, they get first everything. Many of them get meals. Many of them get all kind of nice little snacks. Sometimes even give them gifts. And guess what? When I go, brother, they just flew. Brother Diego, they just flew to, on a plane. When I get on a plane, Brother Brian, it is almost like this. You know, man, I hope whoever sit next to me is not big as me. Thank the Lord my wife gets to sit next to me. But there's times, amen, there are people that I pray, Lord, let my ticket be outside or next to the window. Because there's been time before I was the cream in the Oreo. I was in the inside. I was the sandwich one. And that particular time, the person to my left was just as big as me. And the person to my right was bigger than me. That's the day that I looked up and I thought, I wish I had first class. I want to tell you with Jesus Christ, whatever position and the placement, the Lord always has first class for you. Amen. God don't want to put you in the back. God, amen, will take you from the bottom and put you at first class. But Brother Brian, God don't want you to stay. Amen. He don't want you to come up here and try to take position again. Why quit? Why get out of first class? God's going to take you safely and lead you through and to what you need to go. But many times here we go again. We just don't learn. And it's like we get back in a pilot seat when God says, that's not your chair. Your chair is first class. I want to serve you. I want to bless you. I want to benefit you. But you're hung up in the pilot seat, in the seat where you want the wheel of your life. Give God the will of your life and let God put you where you need to be in first class. Are you thankful that the Lord is my shepherd? And he's going to take care of my needs. Now, I want you to stay where you're at, Brother Brian. In that scripture again, it says, God which always causes us to triumph. Triumph. I want you to understand that the Lord has put us in that first class because he wants us to be triumphant. I mean, we heard the other day, we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. When the Lord is pilot in my life, God's going to put me safely where I need to be. He's going to help me to land. He's going to put me, amen, in a greater position. Jesus Christ went to Calvary for you that you don't have to face some things. You don't have to go there. Amen. Why try to take his spot in your life? He wants you to be triumphant. Amen. Somebody say triumphant. Now, that word triumph is a victorious word. I want you to catch this today. If you really study English, there is a English word that where triumph means a noisy, ambus word. Ambus is a word that you find in the English language that when you put it together like triumph, you emphasize the umph more than anything. And it's kind of like the word always. Or relieve. The emphasis on the second part. It's almost like on an instrument. A lot of times you go, dum, dum. like a musical note, where the emphasis and the sustain is on the outside. And this is an old way that even Shakespeare used words that had that dum, dum. And in this portion of scripture, it is like Paul writing to the church says, we always triumph in Christ. Amen. Are you thankful that we win? Amen. It is like we're saying, we won already. God says, I got a seat for you in first class. Don't tear up your ticket. Let God give you the ride and let God carry you through. I'm thankful that God has triumphed for us. And today we got a problem when people fly. There are people that just, I mean, you can never please. Always fussing and griping and carrying on about something. And guess what they have to do? They have to abort the plane and, I mean, land that plane. And those little people that work on these planes now, stewardess and different ones that work, they've learned to have to manhandle people, tie them up with duct tape because they're fighters, they're screamers. I mean, and they had to prematurely land that plane and get them off and say, you're never allowed back. I don't want to be that kind of person with a stinking attitude. I want that holy perfume wherever I go. They go, wow, that's a first class person. That's a first class Christian. Amen. Because there's no such thing as a second class Christian. It should never be a second class apostolic Pentecostal. Amen. If the Lord has brought you out of the bottom, you belong on the rock, friend, and you ought to be triumphant today, all because of what Jesus has done. He's paid your place. Amen. He's given you hope. He's given you a reason to live today. He set you on a rock to stay. We won. There's that triumph. Amen. He did all the umph to give you victory. And he's given you that joy today. You know, when you look at this scripture, when it's given us that opportunity, amen, to have triumphant power, it ought to be a continual processional of honor to God in your life. It shouldn't be something that you just talk about. You know, back in 74, God filled me with the Holy Ghost. No. This great, great salvation is real and is still alive. You ought to still be on processional. You ought to still be parading saying, look what the Lord is doing. Look what he's done, but look what he's doing in my life. Amen. Hey, he's piloting me. He's led me through hardships. He led me through the valley. He's brought me through things. He supplied my needs. How many can testify today? God is still working and God is still piloting your life and leading you. Oh, Brother Colton taught about it this morning. We may go through hardships, but hang on, baby. I know my Redeemer. I know who pilots my life. I know who's in the driving seat. You ought to praise God today. Amen. Come on. Has God ever dug you out? Has God ever pulled you out of that driver's seat and said, no. I got a first class place for you. Triumphing church, a church that is jubilant, a people that recognize, Brother Purtle, you don't deserve to be in first class. Nothing in you puts you in that place. Well, Sister Purtle, you remember Brian? Sister Jennifer, you remember Brian? Sister Purtle, you got a big list? Sister Jennifer, you got a big list of all his failures and faults. Coley, Katie, that's just daddy, isn't it? You see this as just daddy. But you know what the Lord sees through his blood when somebody, amen, is sitting in first class? That's my child. Amen, washed in his blood, filled with the Spirit. And I love it when somebody looks and says, but you don't know. That's Pearl. But Purtle, you get to tell them, but you don't know. It's Jesus. He's the one that's doing his work. Oh, but and there's some people that just never tasted of the goodness of God in that way. Amen. We ought to be triumphant today. It ought to be a processional through this world. Everywhere you may be going through the bottom of the bottom of the bottom today, but hang on. I know who's the shepherd. I know who's leading. I know who's piloting my life. Amen. I'm thankful today just to be in first class. I'm thankful that God's going to supply me. What is it you need today? Hey, we got it right here. You're first class. God's going to take care of you when you keep God in the pilot seat of your life. Look at your neighbor and say, let God be God. Quit trying to play like you're in control. Get your hands off the things that God has reserved for him. I'm thankful today for the truth. Aren't you thankful? Amen. I don't need to change the truth. I want the truth to change me. God is not selfish. He's a God that is dynamically working to help us to have that ability to proceed through life triumphantly. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In time past, we're not a people, but now the people of God, which have attained mercy. Amen. Oh, are you thankful that we've got mercy now? Amen. Grace is helping us. Amen. Today, I am triumphant, and I want to proceed through life with a triumphing heart, with a spirit of triumph, a spirit of praise. Amen. When you're triumphant, it means you know that, amen, as long as you're under God and you've lived under the authority of God, that your feet's going to be on the head of the serpent. You'll never be over the enemy if you're not under God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What does God look at? If there was a church of 10 people, 10 people, that live for God, we're in one mind and one accord, triumphantly worshiping, then it was a church of 1,000 and only had 10 people, which one would be more pleasing to God? It's the people that are in one mind and one accord. And we're in an hour, we think that big is better. But big is not better if God's not in the pilot seat. I want God to be number one in my life. I want God to have that ability, amen, to lead and guide me. I want to be triumphant. And this is the good news. The good news is this. When you let God be God of your life, when the flight of your life ends, it's not over. The triumph is not over. The triumph just begins. Because there's a fire for every place, forever you will step up your row. Forever you will always point to the one that has led you through victory, the one who's guided your life throughout eternity. Amen. You're going to always crown him as the one that has given you victory. Oh, what a processional day. I want you to stand with me in this place. Amen. There's somebody in this room today. You've been messed up in your thinking. You've been messed up in your heart. Amen. You've been back to that first one, bro. You've been kind of foolish and silly because you won't let the things of God take you and lead you. You think you're smart? You're an idiot. When you try to take away from God his ability to pilot and shepherd your life, a person that does not submit to the authority of God is a person that has a crash coming. I mean, you've seen it happen before. People that were just too big for God. They had a spiritual eye problem. There was one named Lucifer. He had a spiritual eye problem, didn't he? I will arise. I will be greater. I read about it. And great was the fall of Lucifer because he thought he could sit in that place that only God could sit. Are you thankful today for the King of Kings? Forever we will triumph with Jesus Christ. Lift your hands, saints of God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God the praise today for his grace, his goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Thank the Lord with me this morning. Hallelujah. Man, don't patter. What are you giving? Come on. I look around at some of you and you're not even worshiping God. You're not even giving God. You ought to thank God for what he's done for you. You don't deserve to be in first class today, but the Lord has put you in this place. Hallelujah. God. Woo. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God who giveth me victory. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain of the Lord. What are you giving? Are you giving a stink? Are you giving that sweet, sweet savor because of your Savior? What are you giving out? Is it just an unpleasant smell? Or is it the beautiful praises of God? Oh, come on, let's give the Lord praise in this house. I shouldn't have to beg somebody. I shouldn't have to cheerlead you. Come on, God don't want a drill team up here. He wants some people that worship and realize, hey, had it not been for God, where would we be? Woo! Hallelujah. You ought to be triumphant today, triumphing. You ought to be triumphant for what God has done for you in your life.